The 12 Days of Jesus, Day 4. Confidence Turns the Tide. Listen to this devotional. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" 61. Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you?" 62. Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? 63. The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. 64. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. 65. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." 66. From this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. 67. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. 68. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." 69. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. John chapter 6 verses 60-69 NIV word definition. John chapter 6 verses 66-67 reveals the confidence of Jesus, when in the midst of disciples turning their backs on him, he turns to the 12 and says, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" It is as if he were saying, "Tell me your plan so I can find a new set of 12, because this is going to get done with or without you." Peter appears to respond for the 12 when he says, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" And in that moment, the tide turns and our focus moves from those leaving to learn from those choosing to stay. We spend too little time studying the confidence of Jesus, and as you will see, he has a bit of a swagger at times. His confidence was in God, so when people were fickle he remained faithful, which is why I think so many people found him attractive. We must read the scriptures with greater intensity to learn this confidence, so we continue to keep the dream of Jesus alive and build his kingdom, regardless of whether we are many or few, important or irrelevant, succeeding or failing, being criticized or praised. Deep reflection. Read John chapter 6, read Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 5-8 NLT to understand how Jesus became trusting and confident. Read Luke chapter 18 verses 9-14 NLT and explain the difference between self and God. Confidence. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 8-10 NLT and identify what God is doing to make you confident. Jesus redefined. A significant number of us associate confidence with pride and arrogance. As a result, we spend an enormous amount of time feeling insecure or inadequate, as we focus on our sins and weaknesses, instead of focusing on God. We must study and learn that when our confidence is in God, our level of performance shouldn't determine the degree of our security. This concept has a word in Scripture, and that word is grace, and you are probably familiar with the constant refrain in James chapter 4 verse 6, which says, "God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble." When we are truly humble with God, then we should be confident, because grace is on our side and victory cometh. Definitions in The 12 Days of Jesus, studies are based on the Cambridge Dictionary. Explore the series. Feature: The 12 Days of Jesus Day 1. Conqueror of Darkness Day 2. Courage in the Temple Day 3. Compassion for the Disabled Day 4. Confidence Turns the Tide Day 5. Captivating the Crowds Day 6. Cagey and Colorful in Conflict Day 7. Controversial to the Conventional Day 8. Convincing the Confused Day 9. Comforting the Cautious Day 10. Clarity for the Complicated Day 11. Calm for the Chronically Contentious Day 12. Concerned about the Cynical.